Chapter 5.
"Don't be an ass," Charlie said. He was holding a damp rag to the bruise on the side of his head.
"You don't think I have to execute him?"
"Stop twitching."
Diana was trying to get the lips of my wound to line up together so she could paint them shut. From the wrist down, the hand felt like a lump of ice.
"Not by your own hand, you don't. You can detail someone at random."
"Charlie's right," Diana said. "Have everybody draw a slip of paper out of a bowl." I was glad Hillebo was sound asleep on the other cot. I didn't need her opinion.
"And if the person so chosen refuses?"
"Punish him and get another," Charlie said.
"Didn't you learn anything in the can? You can't abrogate your authority by publicly doing a job that obviously should be detailed.
Any other job, sure, but for this, nobody in the company is ever killed. It would look like I was getting somebody else to do my moral dirty work."
"If it's so damn complicated," Diana said, "why not just get up in front of the troops and tell them how complicated it is? Then have them draw straws. They aren't children."
There had been an army in which that sort of thing was done, a strong quasi-memory told me. The Marxist Poom Militia in the Spanish Civil War, early 20th. You obeyed an order only after it had been explained in detail. You could refuse if it didn't make sense. Officers and men got drunk together and never saluted or used titles. They lost the war, but the other side didn't have any fun.
"Finished."
Diana set the limp hand in my lap.
"Don't try to use it for a half hour. When it starts to hurt, you can use it."
I inspected the wound closely.
"The lines don't match up.
Not that I'm complaining."
"You shouldn't. By all rights, you ought to have just a stump and no regeneration facilities this side of Stargate."
"Stump ought to be at the top of your neck," Charlie said.
"I don't see why you have any qualms. You should have killed the bastard outright."
"I know that, goddammit!" Both Charlie and Diana jumped at my outburst.
"Sorry, shit. Look, just let me do the worrying. Why don't you both talk about something else for a while?"
Diana got up and checked the contents of her medical bag.
"I've got another patient to check. Try to keep from exciting each other."